And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. An afternoon of Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHS as the Dort Defenders are in town to take on Hastings in another women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Woe. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Dort coming in, a record of 6 wins, 7 losses on the season. They are 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as a team that has lost 5 of the last 6 ball games. They're coming off of a loss to Dakota Wesleyan the other night, losing by the score of 86-41. Hastings College, they're coming in the 23rd-ranked team in the NAIA Division II poll this week. The Broncos sitting at 6-5 in the season. They are 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has won their last 2 games after dropping 4 games in a row. Hastings has come back with wins over Sterling College, 88-74, and last Saturday beating Briarcliff up in Sioux City by the score of 61-52. So Hastings College and Dort squaring off here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. This is a team that we have had pretty good success with over the years. Hastings leading the all-time series with Dort 19-4. Hastings winning 2 games last year, winning up in Sioux City by a score of 88-67. And then winning here at home on February 1st, beating the Defenders by just 3 points at 65-62. So Hastings College taking on the Dort Defenders here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Well, the Dort Defenders, they're going to be dressed in their black uniforms here this afternoon with their gold trim. They'll start Kim Cruz, a 5'7" sophomore out of Hall, Iowa. Cruz is averaging 8.6 points and 9.1 rebounds per game. Emily Newman is a 5'11" junior out of Maplewood, Minnesota. Newman is averaging 5.7 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Abby Chapman is a 5'9" junior from Arvada, Colorado. Chapman is currently averaging 14 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. She's our leading scorer on the team. Michael Holst is a big girl inside. She is 6'3", a junior from Byron Center, Michigan. Holst is averaging 9.1 points and 9.5 rebounds per game. Then we got to Paige Engbers, is a 5'9" sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. Engbers is averaging 8.9 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. The Dort Defenders, again, 6-7 on the season. They're 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College will go with their usual starting lineup today. Michaela Berry, a 5'6" sophomore out of Battle Creek, Nebraska. Berry had 21 points a week ago up in Briarcliff at Sioux City. They're in Sioux City against Briarcliff. Berry averaging 13.7 points per ball game. Chelsea Morton is a 5'8" junior out of Holdridge. Morton averaging 3 points per game. Abby Jackson, 5'5", a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 6 points per ball game. The other starters will be Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a senior out of Sutton. Van Kirk now averaging 18.7 points per ball game. And Sierra Williamson, the other starter for Hastings, 6'1", and a junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Sierra Williamson is averaging 5.1 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. As we mentioned in the pregame show, the Dort Defenders have been decimated by injuries, especially at the guard position. In fact, the girls will be playing point guard here this afternoon. We understand was a girl that was just barely make the roster for the 2014-2015 season. So Hastings College expected to put a lot of pressure on the Dort Defenders, especially in the backcourt here this afternoon. Dort controls the opening tip, and immediately Abby Chapman has the ball knocked out of her hands as she was trying to drive the baseline over here on the right side of the lane. So it'll be Dort playing things in. They'll get it into Emily Newman. Newman has got it on the wing, and now we got a personal foul away from all the action. Personal foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go Sierra Williamson. She's got the task today of guarding a very good girl inside, Michael Holst. Holst is a big, tall girl, as we mentioned. She is 6'3" and a junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She's pretty good down there in the post position for Dort. There's a shot taken off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball for the first time this afternoon. Michaela Berry has got it. She runs into the forecourt, hands the ball away to Jackson. Left-handed dribble, takes it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out to Van Kirk. Puts it up the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS, just underway at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Another women's men's basketball doubleheader for you today. here on 1230 KHAS. Jamie Van Kirk will inbound the ball for the Broncos. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Jackson, fakes the three, dribbles inside, puts up a shot from the elbow. That's an air ball, goes out of bounds. So not a good possession there for Hastings in their opening possession of the ball game. They come up empty-handed, and we're 45 seconds into the ball game. No score between Hastings and Dort. Now the Broncos going to apply pressure here in backcourt, and this is where Dort has really been struggling since they lost a couple of point guards, a couple of them with some major injuries, some knee injuries, like they're out for the season. But Dort gets it across the 10-second line. That's the first task. And now they got to attack this Bronco man-to-man defense. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. They got it out on top. This is Chapman with the ball. She's going to draw Abby Jackson here this afternoon. Pass across the top goes to Newman. 6 seconds on the shot clock. They lob it inside to Holst. Holst has it knocked loose, and it's going to be recovered here by Hastings. The first turnover on Dort. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. Chelsea Morton has got it for Hastings. Morton drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there off of the window and scores. Chelsea Morton gets the first field goal of the ball game for the Hastings College Broncos. 18:35 to play here in the first half. The Broncos have the advantage 2-0. Here comes Dort back the other way. Kim Cruz has got the ball. Cruz now to Chapman on the wing. She spins at the free throw line, takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. A scoop shot that's going to be no good. Holst grabs the rebound. Keeps it alive here for the defenders. Out on top is going to be Kim Cruz with the ball. Down in the corner, Chapman for three. Shot is up there. Air ball, no good. Holst grabs the rebound. We got a foul called. Michael Holst already with a couple of rebounds for the Dort defenders. Personal foul whistled on Morton of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Dort will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now is going to be Tegan Manis. Tegan Manis comes into the ball game, a 5'9" freshman out of Stockton, California. They'll play here for the Dort defenders. Lob pass goes inside to Holst, takes the ball to the hole and scores. Michael Holst scores for Dort. She is averaging 9 points per ball game, 9 points and 9 rebounds per game. And the defenders have come back to tie the score up at 2 points apiece. Early in the basketball game here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson to Michaela Berry, top of the key. Dribbles it down to Lane. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Van Kirk, top of the key. Sends it back inside. The ball tipped away from Sierra Williamson. And the Broncos turn the ball away. Hastings has got a turnover here. Tegan Mathis brings the ball up here. Down for the Dort defenders. Gets into the hands of Abby Chapman. Down in the corner of the right side. Back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Paige Engbers with the ball. Down to a Chapman again. Top of the circle. Drives it down the lane. Her shot against a Van Kirk is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Jackson of Hastings. Down to Michaela Berry for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Michael Holst. Holst has got it down for Dort. Gives the ball away to Tegan Mathis. She'll bring things up against Jackson. Comes to the near sideline now with a right-handed dribble. We'll stop there. Bounce pass goes in a high post. That's going to be Michael Holst again with the ball. Down to a Chapman over here on the wing on the right side. The Broncos in the man-to-man. Chapman spins, goes up against Berry. Her shot's going to be up there, no good, and she gets her own rebound. Back outside, Manis throws up a three. It's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered by the Broncos. Van Kirk at the other end has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. Paige Engbers picking up the personal foul there for Dort. That's going to be your first team foul on the defenders here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings College will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk had a career low 3 points in the ball game last week against Briar Cliff. Trying to shake her recent slump here and get back into the scoring column for the Broncos. Van Kirk is the leading scorer on the team, averaging 18.7 points per ball game. She hits her first free throw here. That gives the Broncos a 3-2 advantage. Next one is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Holst. Holst gets the ball away to Manis. Runs it up the far sideline. Comes out now to Emily Newman out here in 3 points territory. Left side to Engbers again. Here's a Chapman. She throws up a long three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk runner back the other way for Hastings. Near sideline down to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Berry on the wing on the right side. Ball high above her head. Berry behind the screen. Throws it up from the free throw line. Shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. And Morton is in on the play. And a foul's going to be called. A foul here will go against the Dort defenders with 16 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's a 3-2 ball game. Hastings College has got to lead. Well, the officials, I think they forgot who they called the foul on. It's going to go on Tegan Manis. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the defenders. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Rachel Jeldon. Going out will be Sierra Williamson. Also checking in is going to be Cassidy Raybode as she comes into the ball game. Raybode is another freshman that comes into the ball game here for the Dort defenders. So Hastings will play things in. Jackson gets it into Van Kirk. Van Kirk at the top of the key. Hesitates. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Your shot can be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by the Dort defenders. This is Robin Blunt, who's into the ball game. Brings it up the near sideline. Now to Manis, top of the key to Blunt here on the wing. Brings it back to Manis at the top of the key. Picked up there by Van Kirk. Here's Abby Chapman. Sends the ball back inside to Newman. She wheels in the lane. Her shot over Van Kirk is no good. Rebound comes down to Jolden of Hastings. Outlet pass to the right sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Gets it down there to Michaela Berry. Dribbles out here to 3-point territory. Your pass could be deflected. The scramble is on, and it's picked up here by Dort. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the first half. 3-2 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Dort has the basketball back in their offensive zone. This is a team that was beaten 86-41 on Wednesday night up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dort has got the ball. There's a Chapman on the wing on the left side, taking it down to the baseline. Throws it over there in the corner to Van Vogt. He can't put up a shot. Now to Chapman again. Bounce pass goes inside to Van Vogt. Her shot is up there and in. Cassidy Van Vogt scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And Dort has got the lead over Hastings. It is 4-3. And the Broncos turn the ball away again as they come into their offensive zone. They throw it away. Third turnover on Hastings College. So the Dort defenders out on top of Hastings College here in women's college basketball. Dort is 0-6 in the conference so far. Hastings applying the pressure here in backcourt. Dort looking to inbound. They do to Kim Cruz back here. Kim Cruz gets the ball now to Chapman, brings it across the 10-second line. The pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here in the backcourt. It's going to go on Dort. A personal foul is going to be whistled there on Robin Blunt of Dort. That's going to be her first team foul, number 3 on the defenders here in this first half of play. Hastings will come back the other direction. 4-3 is the score. The defenders have the lead. We're by the 5-minute mark here in this first half of play. Here's Van Kirk, a long three. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk open in 3-point territory, and she cans the tray. And the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 6-4. Here's Blunt with the ball now for Dort. Right in front of the Bronco bench. Gets it out to Chapman. Inside down to Vrevold. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Cassidy Vrevold running the post now as Holst is on the bench. Personal foul here is whistled on Alex Edwards of Hastings. Edwards just checked in there and picked up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. 14-26 to play. You're in the first half. 6-4 the score. The Hastings Challenge Broncos out on top of Dort here this afternoon. Blunt will play things in. Chapman on the baseline. Chapman looking to drive against Edwards. Can't do it. Comes out to Manis now on the wing. There's a pass inside. The Blunt shot is up and in. Nice pass by Manis. Blunt lays it in. And now, let's see. What do we have here? We got an official's timeout here momentarily as Rachel Jeldon has got to come over and get rid of some jewelry or something up in her hair. We got that taken care of. So it's now a 6-6 ball game. Hastings College and Dort tied up here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for the Broncos. Angling in, takes a shot from 12. It's be good, right side of the lane. Abby Jackson hits her first field goal attempt. It's now an 8-6 ball game. The Broncos have the lead here in this one. Here's a steal now. A steal by Holly Samuelson for Hastings. That's turnover number 2 on Dort. Samuelson takes it down on the baseline. Now to Jackson. Jackson out to Samuelson. 4-3. Shot good. Holly Samuelson knocks down a tray, and the Broncos are out to a 5-point lead now. 11-6 is the score. Here's Manis with the ball, having problems here in backcourt. Samuelson tips the ball. Another turnover picked up by Edwards to Van Kirk. Shot good. Van Kirk scores. So back-to-back turnovers there for the Dort defenders, and Hastings gets a 3 and a 2, and bam, just like that, Hastings has got a 7-point lead. 13 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first half. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 13, Dort 6.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings has jumped down to a 13-6 lead over the Dort defenders. 13 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. They play things in now to Blunt. Blunt right-handed dribble. She is knocked down, and we got a foul call. Nope, it's just going to be out of bounds here. Chanel Farmer came up the floor and knocked down Blunt. No foul call there, but Blunt dribbles the ball out of bounds. So Hastings will stay here on defense. And now Dort will play the ball in here on the near sideline as Farmer was the last to touch it. Kim Cruz has got the ball now. She works against Farmer out here in three-point territory. Cruz picks up the dribble. She's in trouble, has to get rid of it. Good defense by Farmer. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called on Farmer. So Chanel picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so the Dort defenders will play things in off the far sideline. They get it in the hands of Kim Cruz. Again, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Cruz goes over in the wing on the left side to Chapman. Chapman dribbles once, lobs the ball inside there to DeJager, and it's overthrown, but got a personal foul called. A foul here will go on Rachel Jeldon of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So now Shea DeJager is in the ball game at the post. We've seen Holst. We've seen DeJager and Vavode all running the post position for Dort here in the first 7 minutes of playing time. Dort will play things in. They get it to DeJager now. Just to the left side of the lane. Pass comes out between the circles. That's Abby Chapman with the ball. Chapman flips it to Kim Cruz out here at the top of the key. Over in the left wing is Emily Newman. Here's Blunt, top of the circle, drives it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Robin Blunt scoring there for Dort. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. And the defenders are back to within 5 points, 13-8. Broncos have the lead. Here's Abby Jackson into the forecourt for the Broncos. Comes over to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Farmer behind the screen from Jeldon. Gives the ball away to Rachel now. Jeldon comes out here to Holly Samuelson, who's been playing well as of late. To Farmer in the corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Another foul is going to be called on Hastings. Another foul is going to go against Hastings. This one's going to go on Edwards. Alex picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number six. Team foul, well, they're going to say this is going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Newman. That's going to be her first foul. So Newman picks up the foul. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings out on top 13-8. Jackson gets it out to Jeldon. Now down in the corner, that's Samuelson. Blues to her left. Fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vrevode for the Dort defenders. Here's Kim Cruz down the near sideline. Cruz, bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Vrevode with the ball. Gets it now to Newman, and she takes it down to the baseline on the dribble, and another foul is going to be called on Hastings. Another foul on the Broncos is going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be her second. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Michaela Berry. Going out will be Jackson. Coming down to the scorers table, checking in is going to be Holly Hild. Hild comes in, and Farmer will come to the bench. So Holly Hild into the ballgame now, a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha. 13-8, Hastings College has got the lead. Abby Chapman with the ball, and she takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Jeldon. Allard pass goes to the far sideline. Michaela Berry has got the ball. Berry pulls up at the elbow, down in the corner, now to Jeldon. Back out to Berry in three-point territory. Right sideline goes to Rachel Jeldon. Down to Holly Hild. Down in the corner. That's going to be Holly Samuelson with the ball. To Holly Hild again. Holly with the ball. Bounce pass comes out here to Alex Edwards. Now to Michaela Berry. Dribbles down on the baseline. A shot from 10. No good. Jeldon with the rebound. Falling shot. No good. And she's fouled on the play. So Rachel Jeldon will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Michael Holst. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the defenders. 11 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. 13-8. Hastings College has got the lead. Shot from the free throw line by Jeldon is no good. Jeldon is 65% foul shooter in the season. He's now 23 out of 36. Hastings is a team hitting 69%. Next free throw is up there and in. So the Broncos out to a 14-8 lead here in this women's basketball game for the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Here's Emily Newman with the ball. She's trapped here in backcourt. Good defense by Hild. They get it to Kim Cruz on the far side. Brings it into the offensive zone. Cruz down the lane. Loses control of the ball. And she goes up for the shot. And it goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Kim Cruz did everything right, but hanging on the ball. She got to the rim there. Lost it out of bounds. That's the fourth turnover on Dort in the ball game. Hastings has got three turnovers. The Broncos have a six-point lead. 14-8 the score. 11 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In the first half, Michaela Berry with the ball on the wing. Now to Samuelson at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too long. No good. Holtz grabs the rebound. Allen pass goes to Kim Cruz on the far side. Cruz right-handed dribble into the offensive zone to Abby Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Drives it into the paint. Bounce pass down low. Shot up there by Holtz. No good. Reaching for the rebound. And a foul is going to be called. Foul here we go on Hastings. Trying to keep Holst off of the boards there. It's going to be a load this afternoon. Michaela Berry picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now Dort is in the bonus early in this ball game. We have not yet played half of this first half of play. We're down to 10:54 to go. Ollie Samuelson comes out of the ball game. Here comes Van Kirk back in there. Michael Holst will go to the free throw line. She's a 60% foul shooter in the season, 32 out of 53. Holtz prepares for the shot. It's up there. It's off of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So Holtz misses on the front end of the bonus. Rebound to Alex Edwards. 14-8. Hastings College has got the lead in women's college basketball this afternoon. Here's Berry with the ball. Deep wing on the right side. Comes out to Holly Hill. Left side of the lane. Hill takes the ball down the lane. Pass down to the right baseline. It's shot by Jeldon. It's around the rim and down. About a 15-footer off the right baseline. Rachel Jeldon scores. That's her first field goal. She's now got 3 points. And the Broncos have doubled the score on Dort. Now we got a traveling violation in backcourt. Kim Cruz working against the Bronco pressure back there is whistled for the traveling violation. That's 5 turnovers now on Dort in the basketball game. That'll be Hastings College playing things in off of the far sideline. 10:27 to play first half. Hastings 16 and Dort 8. They get things in to Michaela Berry. Dort in a man-to-man defense. They're expected to play a little zone against the Broncos later on today. Here's Holly Hill with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Van Kirk, open for three. Takes a shot right down through the hole. Jamie Van Kirk's second three-pointer of the ball game, and maybe this is the game she breaks out of her shooting slump. Van Kirk already with 9 points in the first 10 minutes of the ball game. 19-8 is the score. Hastings College out on top by 11. Here's Kim Cruz with the ball. Cruz around the whole screen. Now pulls up on the wing. There's a nice pass down on the baseline. A shot is up and in. That's Newman. Emily Newman scoring there for the Dort defenders. 19-10 now. Broncos with a 9-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Michaela Berry. Hands it away. Van Kirk here on the near side. Van Kirk around his screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here. Long range three-pointer. Put up there and in. Holly Hill knocks down a three-pointer. Hastings hitting 32% from three-point territory this year. Back-to-back possessions with a ring the gong for three. And Hastings out on top now by 12 points again. It's 22-10. There's a Kim Cruz with the ball around the screen from Holst. She drives it down the lane. There's a bounce pass down to Holst on the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Michael Holst scoring there. That's the second field goal in the ball game. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. 22-12. The Broncos now leading by 10. Hastings back with the ball on the far sideline. That's Michaela Berry. Now to Van Kirk here at the top of the circle. Van Kirk gives it away to Holly Hill. Down the right wing, Alex Edwards. Michaela Berry throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Also, coming into the ball game now for Hastings, we've got Tika Thompson. Thompson comes into the ball game for Hastings College. 22-12 is the score. There's a Van Kirk with the ball, hands it away. Now we got a traveling violation. Van Kirk grabs it right at the free throw line, handed the ball away to Berry, and she's calling for the traveling violation. 4 turnovers on Hastings now in the ball game. The Dort defenders trying to slice into the lead right here. 8 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. 22-12 is the score. Hastings guarding a 10-point lead. And now we got Manis coming down the near sideline. She dribbles the ball out of bounds. Tegan Manis dribbles the ball out of bounds right in front of the Bronco bench. 6 turnovers on Dort. So Tika Thompson with her gridlocks in here this afternoon. So playing things in on the near sideline for the Broncos. Abby Jackson. Jackson right-handed dribble comes into the offensive zone for Hastings. On the far sideline, Jackson trying to get away from Manis. There's Van Kirk with the ball now. Van Kirk in 3-point territory. Now to Tika Thompson. Drives the ball. Goes to Sierra Williams in on the right baseline. It sounds up and in. Sierra Williamson, a little 15-footer off the right baseline. She scores. That's a first field goal for Williamson. Hastings has doubled the score now on Dort. 24-12 is the score. There's Manis for three. Shot is off of the right side. No good. Holst grabs the rebound. A pass is going to be out of bounds. Out of bounds, trying to get the ball over to Vrabvoet, and she threw it out of bounds. So Dort gives her right back to Hastings College. The Broncos have a 12-point lead here. 24-12 is the score. We're just by the 8-minute mark here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Jackson left-handed dribble here against Manis. Jackson bounce pass here to Williamson. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Jackson. Down to Van Kirk. Right side of the lane to get it top of the key. That's Holly Hild with the ball to Jackson. Inside to Thompson. Puts a defender in the air. Goes up for a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Williamson. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Holst. Rebound Williamson. And now we got a foul called. Michael Holst. She has got 50 blocked shots for the Dort defenders so far this year. 50 blocks, but she picks up the personal foul there as she tried to block it for the second time. So now she's got two personal fouls as well. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Van Kirk on the wing on the right side behind his screen. Throws up a three, misses a shot. Ball tipped around, is picked up by Holst. Holst gets it to Tegan Manis. Here comes Manis down the near sideline for the Dort defenders. Manis drives the ball against Jackson. Now a foul is going to be called. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be Abby's first. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And now Tegan Manis will go to the free throw line here for Dort. She's a 75% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 12 out of 16. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Going out will be, going out for the Broncos is going to be Holly Hild. So Manis will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. A 5'9" freshman out of Stockton, California. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That makes the score 24-13 in favor of Hastings. Tegan Manis will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is around the rim and down. It is good, and now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders call a timeout. Take a break in the action here. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Hastings College 24, Dort 14.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball coverage today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, in addition to Dort playing at Hastings. Mount Barney is at Concordia today. Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan. Northwestern is at Midland. Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan, all those games just now getting underway. And then coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, a non-conference game. Briar Cliff is on the road today playing at Grandview. Morningside right now on top of the conference. They're the only undefeated team left. 6-0 in the season. They're 12-0 overall. Concordia ranked number 3 in the country. By the way, Morningside is number 1 this week. Concordia is 3rd. They're sitting at 6-1, 12-1 overall. And then you got Doan. Hastings right now is in 6th place in the conference. And Dort is dead last. They are 11th, still looking for their first conference win of the season. The defenders are behind here to Hastings College, 24-14. Hastings with the ball. Williamson off the left baseline. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound Manis. Tegan Manis with a rebound here for the Dort defenders. Gets around Chelsea Morton. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now she's double-teamed. She is knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. Manis's pass was knocked down, but Manis was also knocked down into play. And a personal foul is going to be called on Tika Thompson of Hastings. Thompson picks up her first personal, but that's going to send Tegan Manis back to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 from the line so far today. As Manis will toe the mark again. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. The defenders are down by 9 points. It is 24-15. 6:54 to play here in the first half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. So he sings to the ball. Chelsea Morton gets into the hands now with Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it up against Manis. Here's Thompson on the wing. Gets away. Drives the ball to the hole. Contact made. Foul called. Tika Thompson found a seam in the defense there and took her to the hole. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Cassidy Vreivode. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 7 on the Dort defenders. And now Tika Thompson will go to the free throw line for Hastings. This has been anything but charity for Tika Thompson this year. She's hitting only 40% of her free throw attempts, but she nails this one. Thompson is out. She's 12 out of 28 from the free throw line now. As he sets for her second one, it's up there. That's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound here to Chelsea Morton. Gets it back to Thompson, drives the ball again, takes it to the hole and scores. Tika Thompson, so she gets the free throw. Then she adds the field goal after that. So a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Now here's a turnover. Van Kirk grabs the ball, but she loses it right back to Dort. Here's a pass over to Vrevode. She loses control of it. The scramble is on down in the corner. Still no jump ball, and now she's called for being out of bounds. Hastings trying to tie her up down there as Jackson was all over. But then the Vrevode is called for being out of bounds. So Dort gives her right back to Hastings. The defender is now with 8 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings has got 4. Broncos have a 12-point lead, 27-15. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half. Broncos back with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Goes to the elbow. Chelsea Morton. Pass down low to Williamson. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Vrevode. As she gives it away here in backcourt to Manis. Into the forecourt now to Abby Chapman here on the near sideline. Chapman goes out to Vrevode as she gets away and drives it against Thompson. Her shot is up there. No good. Thompson grabs the rebound. Tika Thompson on the break. Back the other way for Hastings. Stops as she crosses the 10-second line. Gives the ball away to Abby Jackson. Hastings has got a 12-point lead, 27-15 here in the ball game. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball. Takes it down the lane. Bounce pass over here to Morton. She takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton drives it into the hole. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. And the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 29-15. Now Thompson ties up Abby Chapman here. They come into the forecourt, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will get it on another Dort defender's turnover. And we mentioned right before the ball game, Dort has been decimated by injuries, especially at the guard positions. And the defenders have really been turning the ball over a lot here the past couple of ball games. They're averaging 23 turnovers per ball game. They've got 9 already here against Hastings College. We got 5 minutes to play in the first half of play. Abby Jackson will have the basketball here for Hastings. Jackson on the far sideline. She works over there against Kim Cruz. Down in the corner, Van Kirk shots up and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores again. Van Kirk now 11 points in the ball game, and Hastings is out on top by a score of 31-15. There comes Dort running back the other way. On the wing on the left side is Newman. Newman is open, but she passes up the shot. Engbers has got the ball. Engbers now to Cruz. They work her back around to the wing on the left side. Engbers has got the ball inside the holster. It's not going to be blocked down. Ball is saved there by Tika Thompson. Tika gets into the hands of Chelsea Morton. Back to Tika here on the near sideline. Thompson spins at the elbow. Left side can't put up a shot. Instead, gets into the hands of Morton. Morton over to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Down to Jackson. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Jackson runs the offense. Goes to Van Kirk. Deep wing right side. Thompson top of the circle. Now to Abby. Jackson drives the ball in the paint. Puts up a little short jumper and scores it. Abby Jackson now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 33-15. Hastings College is out on top as the inbounds pass is swatted back out of bounds. Dort will play things in. Here comes Rachel Jeldon into the ball game. Alex Edwards comes in. Chelsea Morton comes out. Sierra Williamson comes out of the ball game. Also Holly Samuelson checking in. And going out is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. 33-15. Hastings College with the lead here in the first half in women's college basketball today. Dort will play things in. Paige Engbers has got the ball here in backcourt. Now to Kim Cruz. Cruz brings it into the offensive zone there against Abby Jackson. Cruz lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Holst out of bounds. So a turnover on Dort again. They try to pound it into their big girl, Michael Holst. That pass from Cruz was a little bit too high, and Holst couldn't pull her in. It goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Dort. Hastings with the ball. They're trying to extend this lead here in the first half to 20 points here with a 2-point field goal. Thompson has got the ball around the top of the 3-point arc, drives it into the paint. Pass down on the right baseline to Alex Edwards. Out to Thompson, fires up a 3, misses everything. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort ball. So Tika Thompson throwing it up from the right wing, misses everything from 3-point territory. And Dort will play things in. Paige Engbers will inbound the ball here for Dort to get it into Kim Cruz. She'll bring things up against Tika Thompson, gets away from Tika across the 10-second line now. The defenders will set up offensively. Dort with the ball. Here's Kim Cruz. Will dribble to the wing on the right side. She stops there. Jackson right in her face defensively. Here's Chapman with the ball. Chapman now to Holst down the short left baseline. Michael Holst bounce pass inside. Intercepted. Intercepted there by Holly Sandelson. That's the 11th turnover on Dort. Dort has got the ball. Now to Thompson again on the wing. Tika looking inside. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Throws it over here to Edwards. Nice pass underneath the Jelvin. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Alex Edwards will get the assist there. The field goal goes to Rachel Jelvin right underneath the hole, and she is fouling the play. Jelvin now with 5 points in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on. Let's see. Looks like Emily Newman is going to pick up the personal foul. It's going to be her second. 35-15, Hastings College with the lead here this afternoon. Dort has hit only 6 out of their first 20 shots in the ball game today for 30%. Rachel Jelvin in the free throw line. Her shot is up there, rims off, no good. And a rebound picked up on the baseline by Emily Newman. So it's 35-15. Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos have scored the last 6 points here in the basketball game. Cruz comes over here now to Emily Newman. Newman out on top to Embers. Embers brings it over here to Chapman. Playing catch with it out here. Now to Cruz as she drives the ball down the lane all the way to the baseline. Now to Emily Newman back outside. They work it back inside to Holster. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses one from just the right of the basket. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Coming back the other way. Her pass now to Jelvin. Her shot down the lane. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Chapman. Abby Chapman brings it back one-on-one and will not go to the rim there against Samuelson. Throws it out instead to Cruz. And she throws up a three-pointer. It misses everything. It goes out of bounds. Hastings College will play it in. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. 35-15, Hastings College out on top here in this one. There's Holly Hill with the ball, drives it down the lane, out to Jelden. Jelden down to Sandelson. She takes off and drives it to the hole and shot no good, too strong. Rebound comes down here to Abby Chapman. Chapman dribbles the ball back the other way for the Dort defenders from the near sideline to Engbers. Out of Chapman, inside to Newman. Newman goes up and contact made, and an offensive foul is called on Newman. Newman is hit with an offensive charging foul there. That's going to be your third personal foul. Emily Newman, the first girl to hit foul trouble here this afternoon. And the ball game's now for Hastings. Abigail Nybrugge coming to the ball game now for Hastings College. We're going to see some folks, I think, in the ball game today that we haven't seen all year long. Nybrugge has played a little bit for Hastings, a 5'7" freshman out of Omaha, averaging 1 point per ball game. 35-15, Hastings College has got a 20-point lead during the first half with a 1:38 left on the clock. Samuelson has got the ball to Nybrugge, throws up a shot and hits it, a three-pointer. Abigail Nybrugge throwing up the three-pointer. She scores. That's a 38-15 ball game. Hastings College is out on top. Long-range jumper from the deep right corner. Shot is up and in. Abby Chapman throws up a three-pointer there for the Dort defenders. That's 38-18. The Broncos still leading by 20 points here. A minute and 10 seconds to play in the first half. Samuelson with the ball out to Holly Hill, top of the circle. Sends it over here on the wing again to Nybrugge. There's a pass inside. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Turnover number 5 on Hastings College. Chapman has got the ball. Long pass ahead. They get it there by a brave Bode. Her shot is up there, no good. She gets a follow shot, and it's up there and in. Ray Bode misses the first shot. Second one, she got the rebound and sent it down through the hole. 38-20 is the score. An 18-point lead now for Hastings College with 39 seconds to play. Nybrugge sends it over to Samuelson around the screen. Samuelson double-team, kicks it out to Jelden, fakes the long 15-footer, passes up, instead goes out to Nybrugge for three. Her shot is up there, misses everything. Rebound comes down to Chapman. Chapman's pass is deflected, but it's picked up here by Robin Blunt. Dort back into the forecourt. Here's that Chapman with a ball. Collision over here on the near side. We're going to have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Holly Hill. That's going to be your first. Going to the free throw line will be Robin Blunt for Dort. He's a 50% foul shooter this season. She's hit 19 out of 38 from the foul line so far this year. Averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Shot is up there. Just the back iron straight in the air and down through the hole. Robin Blunt will have one more. Manis comes back into the ball game. Engbers checks out. Van Kirk back in for Hastings. Ollie Samuelson will come up to the bench. 38-21. Hastings College with a lead here in women's college basketball. As Robin Blunt will have one more shot here for the defenders dressed in their black and gold uniforms here this afternoon. Second shot is up there by Blunt. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. Edwards gets the rebound. Now to Nybrugge as the freshman from Omaha brings it into the forecourt here. Gets away from Kim Cruz. Nybrugge pulls up on the right side of the lane. There's a pass out to Hill. 3 seconds. She leaves her feet and comes down with the basketball on a traveling violation. She left her feet like she was going to launch up a three-pointer in the waiting seconds of this first half and then decided otherwise. Came down with the basketball and a traveling violation on Hastings. Turnover number 6 on the Broncos. 1.8 seconds to play. Chapman will play things in for Dortz. They get it down to DeJager here in backcourt, and she will attempt a launch from backcourt. So the first half comes to a halt here. Hastings College out on top of the Dort defenders at halftime. It is Hastings 38, Dort 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Halftime of the women's ball game. Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 38-21. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Two teams traded baskets for the first couple of minutes of the ball game. We were tied at 6 points apiece. And Hastings College, they rattle off 7 straight points to make it 13-6, and they haven't looked back. Broncos got out to a 11-point lead at 19-8. Led by 14 points at 29-15. Hastings led by 23 points at 38-15. But Dort scoring the final 6 points in the first half to pull within 17 points here at halftime, 38-21. But Hastings College, as expected, in control of the women's basketball game here this afternoon with a big 38-21 lead here at the break. Hastings being led by Jamie Van Kirk so far. Van Kirk has nailed a couple of three-pointers. She's got two-point field goals, and she's also 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line, so Van Kirk has got 11 points here in the game. The other scorers for Hastings, Abigail Nybrugge, she's nailed a three-pointer for 3 in the first half. Chelsea Morton, she's got a couple of field goals for 4. Abby Jackson has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Holly Hild has hit a three-pointer for 3. Holly Samuelson has hit a 3 for 3 points. Tika Thompson has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3. Rachel Jeldon has got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. And Sierra Williamson has got a field goal for 2. The Dort defenders are being led by Robin Blunt. She came off the bench. They had a couple of field goals and a free throw. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 5 points here in the ball game. The other scorers for Dort, we've got Tegan Manis with 3 free throws in 4 attempts. She's got 3 points. Emily Newman has got a field goal for two. Abby Chapman, she's at a three-pointer for 3 points. Michael Holst, she's got two field goals for four. She's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. And Cassidy Graybode, she's got a couple of field goals and 4 points here at the break for the Dort defenders. Shooting numbers in the ball game thus far. Dort is hitting only 33% from the field in the first half. They're 8 out of 24. Hastings College not too shabby. 15 out of 33 for 45%. Dort on three-pointers, 1 out of 6 for just 16%. Hastings College, 5 out of 11 from beyond the arc. They've got an average of 45%. On free throws, Dort 4 out of 7 for 57%. Hastings College, 3 out of 7 for 42%. The rebounds right now, Dort has got 20. Hastings College has got 19. Dort has turned the ball over 13 times here in the first half. Hastings College with 7 turnovers. Dort has got no block shots and 5 steals. Hastings College has got no block shots and 7 steals. Again, the score at halftime, and it's Hastings College out on top of the Dort defenders by the score of 38-21. Tyson Evronik will join us next. He's got Hastings College spotlight, and we've got the second half straight ahead. Again, the score at halftime, it's Hastings 38, Dort 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome back inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. We are at halftime here of our Hastings College basketball broadcast. Joining us on the program now for the Hastings College Spotlight, it is Coach Mike Shadwinkle. He is the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling team. The Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you in part by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Coach Shadwinkle, first of all, we appreciate the time this evening here on the Hastings College Spotlight, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's dive into Hastings College wrestling program here. You yourself are a first-year head coach out of Grand Island Senior High, got hired after Coach Kelly had resigned. Talk maybe just a little bit about your kind of first year on the job.
Well, so far everything's been going great. I'm just kind of plugging away and reacquainting myself with the college recruiting and the college lifestyle a little bit. I held a college job before I came to Grand Island. I was the head coach at Dakota Wesleyan University up in South Dakota. And so, you know, I'm just kind of getting reacquainted with everything that needed to be done and getting acquainted with all our kids and just kind of banging through this first semester and feeling each other out a little bit. The kids are getting to know me as well as I'm trying to get to know them. And we're up and running now, and so things are going real well.
Well, and as far as you opened up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, picking up some action on the road against Doan in the in a Doan duel on last Friday night, talk just a little bit about your early impressions of this wrestling team.
Well, it's really a lot like a lot of college wrestling teams that right now I feel like we've got. A real nice group of kids, and we've got a nice front line of kids. The key for us, just like a lot of college programs, is staying healthy. And it's hard to do in a sport like this. It's so rough and sometimes physical that keeping kids healthy is a challenge. But You know, I feel like when we can put everybody out there and have a good lineup out there, we're going to have a nice dual team and a strong team. It's going to be very competitive in the GPAC conference. You know, the thing is right now we're just constantly taping up and band-aiding and trying to keep everybody wrestling. So, but a great start to the GPAC season, the win over Doan. Probably a team that's maybe the most improved team in the conference. From what I've read about and heard about from other coaches and people around the conference. So for us to get that first win and start the conference season off that way really makes us feel good and gets us off on the right foot. But we know that there's going to be some really tough ones, too, down the road that we're going to have to really buckle down for.
We'll talk about a few of those contests as we roll along here on the Hastings College Spotlight. But let's take a look at this lineup that you have here for Hastings College Wrestling and kind of go through, you know, who you expect to shine on the mats.
You know, we've got returning national qualifiers in Alec Chen-Tepetet at 141 and Connor Blanco, who we've originally, we were planning on having him at 157, and, you know, kind of through consulting him and then also talking a little bit back and forth, Connor and I and the coaching staff, we've kind of decided that maybe the best thing for him and maybe even for our program as well to get him down to 149. And the Doan duel was the first time that he made it down and beat a pretty good kid in Wyatt Phillips at 149. So Connor's one that we really expect some big things out of at 149. Stedman Wang is another returning qualifier at 174. Joel Hernandez at 197. And, you know, we're still kind of trying to feel Joel out a little bit. He just joined us in the last couple of weeks after the football season. And, you know, we're still kind of trying to decide what we're going to do with Joel. We may leave him up at 197 or we may take him down to 184 where he wrestled last year and was a national qualifier there. So those are kind of some of the bigger names. A couple of newcomers that we're expecting to kind of start shining a little bit more and more is Trey Trujillo at 133. Trey was a two-time state champion for me up in Grand Island and initially started at UNK and then transferred down here after a redshirt last year. So Trey can be a force for us at 133, we think. And then another, an incoming freshman, Devin Ushio at 125 from Alliance, Nebraska, is another kid that we're hoping will step up and come on here a little bit more in the second semester. So really up and down our lineup, we feel like we're fairly solid, but it's just a matter of, like I said, keeping them all healthy and keeping them all hitting on all cylinders, and really feel like down the road, if we do that we're going to make a little noise in the conference and maybe even surprise a few people.
Mike Chadwinkle, again, the head coach of the Hastings College Wrestling Program, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. The Broncos now 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and you mentioned a little bit down the road, you have some tougher competition coming up. Kind of take us through the wrestling schedule here before we head into the second semester.
So next week we'll have, we're heading out to Chadron to wrestle Chadron State in Augustana on the 20th. And those are going to be two really tough duels for us against two Division II schools that are both pretty solid, especially, you know, Augustana is ranked, I think, 15th in Division II right now. So both those duels are going to be very challenging. And then we'll go into a little bit of a break and some downtime, and then we'll return back for our home open, and we'll also duel Jamestown College, I guess it's the University of Jamestown now, on Friday the 9th of January, and then we host our Brad Casadas Open on Saturday the 10th right in Farrell Arena, and then the following week we have Morningside at home on the 16th. So those are kind of some early, really tough duels, and then we're really pretty much into conference season pretty much after that.
Once again, the Hastings College Bronco wrestling team getting off to a good start here to start off the 2014-2015 campaigns with their win in the duel over Doan this past Friday. Mike Chadwinkle, the head coach of the Hastings College wrestling team, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight. Coach, congratulations on the success of the start of the season, and we wish you the best moving forward, and we look forward to checking back in with you again here on the program real soon. But we wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings with a lead over Dort in women's college basketball, 38-21. Other scores in the conference at halftime today, it's Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Doan, 37-29. Concordia is leading Mount Marty, 43-32. Northwestern leading Midland by a point, 37-36. And it's Morningside with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, 37-29. Later on today, it'll be Briarcliff playing at Grandview in a non-conference game. That one will tip off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hastings College with the lead here over the Dort defenders. The score is 38-21. Hastings College in the first half hitting 45% of their field goals, 33% for Dort. But the defenders only 1 out of 6 from downtown. Hastings College hitting 5 out of 11 from three-point range in the first half of play. The Broncos have the lead 38-21 to begin the second half. Dort will shoot to our basket to our left. Defenders will have the opening possession. Kim Cruz has got the ball for Dort. The second half is underway. Cruz gets the ball now to Engbers. Engbers to the near sideline to Chapman. Lobs the ball inside. He's going to be over the head of a Holst, and that's turnover number 14 on Dort as Hastings comes out of there with the basketball. Chelsea Morton has got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Abby Jackson. Near sideline, they get it to Berry. Back out to Jackson. Drives the ball in the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Holst. That's his second block of the ball game for Michael Holst. The ball is recovered here by the Dort defenders. Back in their offensive zone, that's Emily Newman with the ball being guarded out there by Chelsea Morton. Newman hands the ball away to Abby Chapman. Chapman dribbles to the top of the key, down to the left side of the lane, circles around, takes it down to baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Broncos. Here in the second half of play, and going to the free throw line will be Chapman for Dort. This is Abby Chapman. She's an 80% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 37 out of 46 free throws this year. She's our leading scorer, averaging 14.1 points per ball game. And she misses her first free throw here. Chapman has got just 3 points in the ball game so far today on a three-pointer in the first half. 38-21, Dort trailing in the ball game. The defenders looking for their first conference win of the season here today. Second free throw is up there. It is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the score is now 38-22. Hastings College with the lead. Berry has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Van Kirk. Van Kirk over to Abby Jackson now on the wing on the left side. Abby goes down to Sierra Williamson on the baseline. Sierra drives the ball. Stops. Pops. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the ball down the far sideline, and they throw it over the head of Abby Chapman out of bounds. Dort trying to get the break going there, and they turn the ball away again. That's 15 turnovers on Dort. They've been averaging 23 on the season, but the past couple of weeks they've been turning it over a whole lot more. Their first, second, and third string point guards have went down with injuries. They've been decimated at that position. They're down to their fourth string point guard right now. Hastings County driving the ball down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Cruz. That's going to be your first. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 6:04 South Burlington. There's Berry for three. Shot good. Michaela Berry knocks down her first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the left side of the lane. That is now a 41-22 ball game. Hastings College with a lead here with 18 and a half minutes to play in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. There's a pass to the wing right through the fingertips of Emily Newman out of bounds. Turnover number 16 on the Dort defenders. So Hastings College will come back the other direction now. The Broncos in their white and crimson uniforms here this afternoon shooting to our basket to our right. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Jackson on the far sideline as they get her down here to Chelsea Morton. Now Michaela Berry, she hits one at the top of the key. That's going to be good. Caleb Bears an interception now by Van Kirk. She drives to the hole and scores. And Dort immediately wants to call a timeout. Just that quick. Hastings rattles off about seven straight points. And the Broncos now have a 46-22 lead. So a 46-22 lead for Hastings with 17 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos looking to inch above the 500 mark in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a win here this afternoon. Hastings currently sitting at 6-5 overall. They are 3-3 in conference play. Hastings right now with a big lead, 46-22 here in the second half. There's a long-range three put up there and in. Straight through the hole, Paige Engbers hits a three-pointer. She's knocked down 42% of her three-pointers so far this year as she hits her first one here this afternoon against Hastings College. That pulls Dort within 21 points at 46-25. Here's Van Kirk driving the ball to the hole and shot no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot good. Sierra Williamson scoring in the offensive putback there for Hastings. Williamson's now got 4 points in the ball game. The score is 48-25. Hastings with a lead. The basketball over there on the right sideline is going to be Abby Chapman. It's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So it'll be Dort playing things in. Off of the far side, that's going to be Abby Chapman inbounding the ball. Chapman gets into the hands of Kim Cruz. Cruz behind the screen out here in three-point territory. Now we got a foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Williamson inside holding Michael Holst. Trying to keep Holst out of there. The foul's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her third. Williamson checks out. Here comes Rachel Jeldon back into the ballgame. In for Dort now is going to be Cassidy Bravode. She comes back into the ballgame. Dort will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. On the wing again, Engbers throws up a three. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk now to Jackson, runs her back the other way. Chelsea Morton drives into the elbow, back out to Van Kirk in three-point territory. Drives it inside the ring, puts up a shot and scores. Jamie Van Kirk may have just shot herself out of the slump that we've been seeing here in the past month or so. Jamie Van Kirk now with 15 points in the basketball game for Hastings College. It's 50-25. The Broncos have doubled the score on the Dort defenders. Here's Holst inside. She wheels her shot up there, no good. Jeldon with a rebound. Jeldon gets the ball away to Abby Jackson in the forecourt now. To Van Kirk, open for three, takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound is loose, it goes to the far sideline, it's picked up there by Paige Engbers now for the Dort defenders. She's being hocked in backcourt here by Morton. Gets the ball away now to Cruz. Cruz bringing the ball up against Abby Jackson. Races it across the 10-second line. Cruz gets away, now a foul is called. Morton trying to help out there, picks up the personal foul for her efforts. Second foul of reaching in foul on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Chanel Farmer comes back into the ball game. Here comes Alex Edwards in. Also, Holly Samuelson coming into the ball game now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 50-25. Hastings with a 25-point lead here over the Dort defenders. Bannis with the ball gets away. Tegan takes it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Rachel Jeldon of Hastings. Jeldon down to Jackson. Hustles back the other way. Nice pass, but it's too far. A wraparound pass there as Jackson trying to find Alex Edwards down on the baseline, but threw it too far. It's out of bounds there, and this will be the eighth turnover on Hastings. So it'll be Dort playing things in. The Broncos still applying pressure back here in backcourt with a 25-point lead. It's 50-25. Manis brings the ball in the offensive zone. Now she's double-teamed. The ball is knocked loose. Scramble is on. It's picked up here by Blunt, who's back into the ball game. Blunt now to Chapman. Lobs the ball inside the holes. They work it back around to the far sideline. That's going to be Abby Chapman with the ball. She sends it back inside. A big collision there. And Holst got hit in the nose. And down she goes as the ball goes sailing out of bounds. It was last touched by the Broncos. But now Michael Holst hitting the chops there. She is slow in getting up here for the Dort defenders. And now we've got a timeout called here. An official's timeout is Michael Holst. That's going to have to come out of the ball game. Checking in now for Dort is going to be Shea DeJager. So Michael Holst, their big post player, is now on the bench here for the Dort defenders. Shea DeJager comes back in there. 15:39 to play in the ball game. It's 50-25. Hastings College with a 25-point lead here in this one. Blunt with the ball at the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes up, the shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon gets the ball back for Hastings. Gets it ahead now to the offensive zone. That's going to be Chanel Farmer. Out here to Holly Samuelson, now to Jackson. On the wing on the right side, Jackson maneuvers down on the baseline. We got a foul called. A foul here will go on to Abby Chapman. That's going to be her first one for Dort. Team foul number two on the defenders. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Holly Samuelson will get things in to Farmer. Chanel Farmer around the screen from Jeldon. Moves the ball in the lane. Contact made again. Foul is going to be called. Tegan Manis picks up the personal foul for Dort. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the defenders. Now the team fouls are even here in the second half at three apiece. 15-17 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 50-25. Holly Samuelson will get things in. The Farmer, free throw line. Edwards, shot is up there. No good. Rebound Farmer. So now brings it back out to Jackson. Jackson on the wing, sends it inside to Jeldon. Jeldon in the lane, drives it down to Painter. Stops, two-handed pass, comes back out to Edwards, now to Jackson. Jackson on the wing, sends it in to Rachel Jeldon. Wheels at the post. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Farmer again grabs an offensive rebound. Out to Samuelson, back to Chanel, top of the key, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Blunt. Blunt comes into the forecourt, straddles the 10-second line, finally gets the pass away to Manis. Manis now the nearest sideline to Gray Gould. She takes the ball in the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the play. It's going to go on Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up her second personal foul. So Gray Bode will go to the free throw line. No, this is going to be a non-shooting foul. It'll be Dort playing it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. And now they have just, well, now they're going to say, yeah, it was in the active shooting here. So that's going to send Cassidy Gray Bode to the free throw line for the Dort defenders. She's got 4 points in the ball game so far on a couple of field goals. Her first free throw of the day is up there. It's going to be good. Cassidy Braybode is an 80% free throw shooter. She's 21 out of 26 from the free throw line. Abigail Niebrugge comes into the ball game now for Hastings as Abby Jackson will come to the bench. 50-26, Hastings with the lead. Braybode's next shot is up there. It's good, so she cans a couple of free throws. As now a 50-27 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead over the Dort defenders. Dort 0-6 in the conference thus far. They're coming off of an 86-41 loss to Dakota Wesleyan the other night. Hastings did not have the midweek game because of finals here on campus this week. In fact, Hastings has played only two games in 2 weeks. There's a pass inside. It's going to be mishandled by Rachel Jeldon. That's turnover number 9 on Hastings. Abby Chapman has got the ball now for Dort. Stops at the top of the key. Chapman has the basketball stripped away here by Farmer. Farmer has got it for Hastings. That's the 18th turnover on Dort. Farmer is now double-teamed on the far side. Gets it to Jeldon. Now to Niebrugge. Underneath the basket is shot by Edwards. Is good. Edwards gets the field goal. Abigail Niebrugge will get the assist. And Hastings is out on top again by 25. Back the other way. Got a personal foul called on Niebrugge. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. In the second half of play, here comes Tika Thompson back into the ball game now for Hastings. Thompson comes in. Jeldon will check out. 13:57 to play here in the basketball game. 52-27. Hastings with the lead. Broncos led 38-21 at halftime. At the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Blunt deep in the right corner. Comes out to Ray Bode again. Ray Bode out of Manis. Back inside. There's DeJager. She spins. Basketball stripped away and it's picked up by Farmer. 19th turnover on Dort here in the ball game. Here's Atika Thompson. She drives the ball, poked away, but a foul's going to be called on DeJager. That's going to be Shea's first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Emily Newman back into the ball game now, and DeJager will check out. So Hastings will play things in under, well, now they're going to say play her on the far side, and they'll do that now with a Niebrugge. Niebrugge gets things in. Holly Samuelson has got it here. out between the circles. The Niebrugge on the wing. Abigail looking, comes out to Farmer, open for three, takes a shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Samuelson dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it out to Niebrugge. There's a pass that goes way out of bounds. They throw that one into the second row of the bleachers. I'm not sure where that one was headed. Turnover on Hastings, and Dort was come back the other way. 13-19 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by 25. Coming into the ballgame now is going to be Paige Hengbers. Now for Dort. Also coming in will be Kim Cruz. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos in complete control here this afternoon, 52-27. Cruz having problems right here at the 10-second line. They finally get the thing away. They get it in the hands of Ray Bode. Now to Kim Cruz again. Farmer knocks the ball loose. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz gets it to Cassidy Vrabel as he drives the ball against Tika Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on the Broncos. Alex Edwards trying to help out there. Gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number six on Hastings. That's going to be Dort playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Paige Engbers will inbound the ball here for Dort. Looking. Finally, they get it in. Emily Newman in the corner. Newman picked up by Chanel Farmer. Newman comes out here to Kim Cruz. Picked up there by Alex Edwards. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Engbers with the ball on the wing on the right side. Now driving the ball is Chapman. She takes it to the hole. We got a collision and a foul is going to be called again. This is going to go on Abigail Niebrugge of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line now for Dort is going to be Abby Chapman. Chapman is our leading scorer on the team, averaging 14.1 points per ball game. She's got just four this afternoon. Make it five as her first free throw goes down the hole. Dort is now in the 1-1 situation. That was the seventh team foul on Hastings. So Abby Chapman, the junior out of Arvada, Colorado, will have one more. Her shot is up there. It is good. 52-29. Hastings continues to lead here in women's college basketball. 12:40 to play here in the contest. Abigail Niebrugge has got the ball for Hastings over here on the wing. That's going to be Samuelson around the screen from Tika Thompson. Can't put up a shot. Retreats out here in the three-point territory. Goes over to Edwards. Now on the far sideline, Niebrugge. The Chanel Farmer, top of the circle. Farmer gives it up now to Edwards. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Samuelson drives it, puts it up off of the window. And shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. Holly Samuelson dribbles here on the near side. And now comes out here in the three-point territory, directing traffic here for the Broncos. Holly Samuelson goes over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Alex Edwards. Edwards holds it. Two-handed pass comes over here to Thompson. She drives the ball in the paint. Kicks her back out. Long-range jumper by Alex Edwards is no good. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Hastings getting two and three shots in the hole right there. And Tika Thompson is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to nail a couple of free throws here. Emily Newman gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her fourth now for Dort. And going to the line for Hastings will be Tika Thompson. One out of two from the line today. Shot is up there in the shot. Good. And Thompson, a 40% foul shooter coming in here. Here comes Michael Holst back into the ball game. She got hit in the chops a few minutes ago. She's back into the contest now. Tegan Manis also checking back in there for the Dort defenders, a team that hails from Sioux Center, Iowa. Next shot is up there by Thompson. It's going to be no good, but another offensive rebound. That one by Niebrugge. We got another foul called. A foul here would go on Tegan Manis. That's going to be her third personal foul. And now it's going to be Hastings playing things in. That's the sixth team foul officially. They say now in the Dort defenders. Thompson drives the ball to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Holst tipping the ball around. Finally recovers the ball here for the defenders. Gets the ball into the hands of Manis now. Down the far sideline. Manis gets it into the hands of Kim Cruz. Hands away over there to Chapman. Long pass inside. The holster shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try no good. Ball tipped out here. Cruz grabs the ball. Dumps it away to Holst. It's off of her fingertips. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Dort. They say Farmer was the last to touch it down there on the baseline. Here comes Morton back in. Here comes Samuelson back in. Tika Thompson checks out. Also, Alex Edwards will check out. Dort will play things in. They get it on the wing on the right side to Engbers. Engbers now to Chapman. Drives the baseline against Samuelson. Puts up a shot and scores. Chapman now with 8 points in the ball game. 53-31. Hastings College maintaining their sizable lead here in women's college basketball. 11 minutes to play in the contest. Niebrugge has got the ball here on the right sideline. Out to Farmer. Back to Niebrugge. Down in the corner. That's going to be Sierra Williamson with the ball. Dribbles once. Comes out on top. That's Holly Samuelson. Down to Morton. Drives the ball on the paint. Stops there. And the foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Manis. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Jackson comes in. Abigail Niebrugge will come to the bench now for Hastings College. 10:53 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings 53 and Dort 31. Emily Newman back in the ballgame now for Dort. Manis will come to the bench. Morton to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be too long. No good. The rebound comes down to Holst. Michael Holst gets the ball into the hands of Kim Cruz, and she'll bring things up here against Jackson. Sideline, right side. That's going to be Kim Cruz with the ball, dribbling with it. Now the ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Cruz. Gets it in the hands of Emily Newman. Now to Paige Engbers. Right sideline. That's Kim Cruz with the ball. High post to Holst. Now to Cruz, driving the baseline. Shot is up there, no good. It's blocked out of bounds, but it's going to be Dort ball as it goes over the end line. Here comes Van Kirk into the ballgame now as Holly Samuelson will check out. Dort will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 53-31. Hastings College with a big lead here. Broncos led at halftime 38-21. They play it into Emily Newman. Back down in the corner at three-pointer. Nope, they say two. Abby Chapman hitting a long-range two-pointer from just inside the three-point ring. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. It's 53-33. Hastings leading by 20. There's Chelsea Morton inside the free throw circle. Now to Jackson. Jackson holds the ball. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Sierra Williamson has got it. Two-handed pass comes back out here to Van Kirk. Her long-range jumper is up there. No good. Holst with a rebound. Michael Holst will clear it out here to the near sideline. Paige Engbers with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt here. Morton will pick her up. There's a bounce pass to Newman. Newman sends it out here to Kim Cruz. Drives it down the right side of the lane. A pass to Holst. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there right down through the hole. Abby Chapman knocks down a tray. We've had a timeout. Dort as the defenders are back to within 17 points here in the second half. Timeout. Dort 9:45 to play in the ballgame. It's Hastings 53, Dort 36.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women out on top of Dort today by a score of 53-36 is the score. Men's game is coming up next, and we got a full night of sports activity for you tonight. Nebraska will take on Cincinnati in men's college basketball. As soon as we wrap up here, we'll get to Nebraska and Cincinnati from Pinnacle Bank Arena, 7 o'clock for the pregame show, 8 o'clock for the tip-off tonight. And then late tonight, the Nebraska volleyball team will take on BYU in the regional finals out in Washington. The Huskers with a big win last night over the Washington Huskies. So the Huskers will go in the volleyball finals tonight in the regionals. We'll have the match for you here on 1230 KHIS following Nebraska basketball. First serve will be somewhere around 10:30. So a big day of sports activity here today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings with a lead here, 53-36. Broncos with the ball following the timeout. Here's Sierra Williamson, throws up a shot, partially deflected. Rebound comes down to Farmer, out to Jackson on the baseline. Her three-pointer is put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Chapman with the ball, gets it ahead now to Newman. So Dort is trailing by 17, and the defenders have the ball. Here's Paige Engbers out here in three-point territory, sent to the far sideline to Chapman. Dribbles inside, throws up a shot from 15, no good. Rebound Kim Cruz. Cruz keeps it alive for the defenders. Kim dribbling with the ball. Right hand out here in three-point territory. Circles around, takes it to the wing on the right side. Now behind the screen, takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here for three. Engbers throws up a shot. No good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the rebound. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Broncos have the ball. They've got a 17-point lead. 8:45 to play here in the ball game. Jackson on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Gets it out to Van Kirk. She takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Van Kirk on the wing. Comes out to Morton inside the free throw circle. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there as he's got 6 points in the ball game, and it is now a 55-36 lead for Hastings College. Kim Cruz coming back down for Dort. She gets away from Farmer. Dribbles into the lane. Falls down. Ball chipped out of her hands. It's going to be Dort ball. Into the contest will be Vrabode again. Cassidy Vrabode for Dort, replacing Michael Holst. Farmer also checks out of the ball game here for Hastings College, and Michaela Berry comes back into the contest. 55-36, Hastings with a 19-point lead with 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play. They get things in to Kim Cruz down in the corner. Long pass goes inside, knocked out of bounds. Chelsea Morton denying that pass in there to Cassidy Vrabode. Dort will play things in again. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 8:14 to play here. Women's College basketball today on 1230 KHIS. Chapman will inbound the ball. Chapman comes out here to Kim Cruz. Cruz sends it back to Chapman on the right sideline. Picked up there by Van Kirk. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Chapman scoring there. She's come on. She's got 15 points, 12 so far here in the second half, and it's 55-38. Hastings in the lead. Broncos have the ball. Just under 8 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Here's Van Kirk. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Berry. Berry fakes the three. Takes it to the elbow. Stops there. Out of Chelsea Morton. Morton bounce pass inside to Sierra Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scores for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 57-38. Hastings College with a lead with 7:36 to play. Emily Newman with the ball now. Here on the left sideline for the Dort defenders. Down in the corner. Chapman throws up a three and scores. Abby Chapman scores. She's got 15, making 18 points in the ball game now. 60-38. Hastings College back with the ball. Here's Jackson for three. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson nails a three-pointer at the other end. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 57-41. Here's Emily Newman with the ball. She dribbles with it. A pass out to the free throw line, deflected away from a Vrabode. Now a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here will go on Van Kirk. That's going to be your first team foul, number 8 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So, well, now we're going to say it is a shooting situation. That's the 8th team foul. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Cassidy Vrabode. She's got 6 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. This will be a 1-1 situation. Tegan Manis comes into the ball game now. Kim Cruz will check out. So Cassidy Vrabode will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. 7:08 to play here in the ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is good, so she'll get one more. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Ray Bode's next free throw is up there. It is good. So she cans a couple of free throws. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. And the Broncos, again, have a 17-point lead. So Hastings not able to bury the defenders here in this one. They had a big lead there earlier in this half. Here's Berry for three. Shot is up there and in. Michaela Berry right from the top of the key scores there. Berry's now got 3 threes in the ball game. She's got 9 points. And the Broncos are out on top by 20 again, 63-43. The Dort defenders with the ball. Chapman has got it out here right at the top of the key for the defenders. Comes over to Robin Blunt, who's into the ball game again. Blunt gets it to Newman. Down the right wing to Chapman. Entry passing it inside to Vrabode. She goes against Jelton and scores. Cassidy Vrabode scoring there. She's got 10 points in the ball game, 63-45. Hastings still on top by 18 points with 6:20 to play here in the contest. Here's Van Kirk with the ball around a Jelton screen. Drives it down the lane to the hole. She goes and her shot is up and in. Van Kirk now is 17 in the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos back out by 20. Here's a Manis of the ball down the sideline on the right side. Hands the ball away to Abby Chapman. She drives it into the paint. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Jelton. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry stops at the free throw line, and she don't stop soon enough. She's going for the traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. Broncos shooting the ball pretty well today, 43% from the field and 47% from three-point territory. Dort hitting only 39% of their shots and 36% from three. 65-45. Hastings with a 20-point lead. Under 6 minutes to play. Dorn having problems here in backcourt. The ball tipped away. It's picked up there by Chelsea Morton. Abby Jackson, and she lays it in. Morton gets the steal. Abby Jackson gets the field goal. Abby now with 9 points in the ball game. That's 20 turnovers on Dort here in the contest. Dort bringing the ball in their offensive zone. Newman throws up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. An off-balance shot by Newman that wouldn't go. Rebound comes out of Jeldon of Hastings, gets it to Jackson. Hastings with a 22-point lead, looking for their seventh win of the 2014-2015 season here this afternoon. There's Michaela Berry with the ball. Sends it inside to Jeldon. Scores around to the bucket. Goes for the hole. Her shot no good. Jeldon is knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Dort. Manis has got the ball back the other way. Manis to the far sideline. And Chapman throws up an NBA three. Shot no good. Chapman gets the ball back. Sends it back inside. This is Raybode. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Michaela Berry has got the ball. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Comes into the offensive zone here. Now with 4:43 to play, Hastings out on top, 67-45. Michaela Berry dribbling the ball, sends it over to Van Kirk, takes the three-pointer, shot in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Raybode. Raybode now to Tegan Mathis, as she brings the ball up here with the Dort defenders. Comes into the forecourt, flips the ball away. Chapman wasn't looking for it. Mathis picks it back up on the far sideline. Manis now drives it against the barrier. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Morton down to Jackson. Down the near sideline for the Broncos. Abby will hold up for her teammates here. 4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Hastings out on top 67-45. Abby Jackson goes over to Berry on the far sideline. Berry moves to her left. Pulls inside the three-point arc and throws up a shot. It's good. Michaela Berry now with 11. 69-45. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's a Tegan Manis with the ball on the far sideline as they flip the ball away to Abby Chapman. She brings it back into the center of the floor here for Dort. They run the offense. Manis, sideline, right side. Top of the key to Raybode. Drives it inside. Now gives the ball away to Robin Blunt. She takes it to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Dort driving the ball to the basket there and draws the personal foul. That's going to go on Rachel Jeldon. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line down for Dort is going to be Robin Blunt. She's got 5 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Holly Hild coming in. Holly Samuelson coming in. Chanel Farmer coming in for the Broncos. And also coming in will be Kelly Treibvogel. So 4 substitutions in there, and Tika Thompson also coming in for Hastings. So a new 5 now for Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter with her team out on top, 69-45. Dunk shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Samuelson gets the ball to Thompson, and Tika will bring her up here for Hastings. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Tika Thompson throws it over here to Samuelson on the wing. Samuelson out on top, now to Farmer. Chanel looking. Goes to Tika Thompson on the wing on the left side. Drives it to the hole. We got a traveling violation called on Thompson. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Hastings College here in the ball game. It'll be Dort playing things in off of the far side. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Broncos will have a Monday game this week. They'll be on the road playing at Kansas Wesleyan. And Hastings will head out to Denver, Colorado right before the Christmas holiday break and play a couple of ball games out there. This is the only home game for Hastings in the month of December. Dort getting the ball inside the hole since he's fouled in the play. It's going to go on Treibvogel of Hastings. Kelly Treibvogel. So now the sophomore has a chance to play against Michael Holst of the Dort defenders. Holst is going to go to the free throw line here. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. So this will be a two-shot foul here for Holst. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. Hastings had the lead 38-21 at halftime and really have not been threatened since about midway through the first half, as expected. Next shot is up there. That one is going to miss. No good. Farmer picks up the rebound on the hop in the lane. Goes back the other way with Samuelson. Samuelson brings her out here to Tika Thompson. So 2:52 to play. Hastings in the lead, 69-45. Tika Thompson down to Samuelson around a screen. Holly from the top of the key throws up a three and hits it. Holly Samuelson, that's her second three-pointer in the ball game. She's got 6 points, so she's got one in each half now. And it's 72-45, Hastings College in the lead. Far sideline is going to be Kim Cruz with the ball. Gets into the center of the floor to a Michael Holst out of the near sideline. Paige Engbers has got the ball against the Chanel Farmer. There's a pass off of the fingertips of Cruz. Ball is brought down here by Tika Thompson. Turnover number 21 on Dort. Thompson takes the ball on the hole. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Her shot blocked out of her hands by Blunt. Robin Blunt has got it now for Dort. To the far sideline to Manis. She's trapped now in backcourt. She's double teamed. Manis looking to get the ball away. We got a timeout called here for the Dort defenders as Manis was trapped along the far sideline in backcourt. 2:05 to play here in women's college basketball today on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 72, Dort 45.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Dort will play things in off on the far sideline. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 72-45. Kim Cruz with the ball. Picked up out here by Tika Thompson. Tika knocks the ball away. Cruz picks her back up. Kim Cruz dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Bannis at the top of the key. Picked up by Farmer. Bannis has the ball knocked loose. The scramble is on. Down here on the baseline, it's picked up by Farmer of Hastings. That was a shot clock violation on Dort. A good defense there by Hastings, and the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 22 turnovers now on Dort here in the basketball game. Hastings has got 12 officially. And Broncos will come back with the basketball. Here's Samuelson. The Tribe Vogel at the high post comes over here to Samuelson. Angles in from the right wing. Her shot can be blocked from behind. And the ball is brought down here by Dort. Kim Cruz has got the ball for Dort. Gets around Tika Thompson. Nice pass to Blunt on the baseline. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be her first. Men's college basketball coming up next between Dort and Hastings. Tonight we'll have Nebraska men's basketball. The Huskers taking on Cincinnati beginning at 7. At 10:30 tonight, Nebraska volleyball. The Huskers taking on BYU. And the regional finals out in Washington. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Robin Blunt. She is now 2 out of 5 from the line today. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Farmer checks out. Here comes Abigail Niebrugge back into the ball game, the freshman out of Omaha for Hastings. As Robin Blunt will have one more, dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot rattles around, no good. Rebound Holly Hill, 72-46. Hastings College will move to 7-5 after this one today. They're once above the 500 mark now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go to 4-3. Holly Samuelson with the ball, moves to her left, bounces the ball inside to Stribe Vogel, turns around, throws up a shot left-handed, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, Hild out to Stribe Vogel from the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Stribe Vogel gets the field goal to go down, and it's 74-46. Under a minute to play now here in the basketball game. Here's Kim Cruz with the ball. Cruz out here in three-point territory will hand things away to Tegan Manis. Manis gets away, drives it to the elbow. Ball slapped away. It's picked up by Cruz. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Kim Cruz scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It took roughly 39 and a half minutes to get her a field goal, but she finally got one on the board here, and it's 74-48. Here's Hastings back with the ball under offensive end. Samuelson has got it out here in three-point territory. Goes to Niebrugge, now down on the baseline to Stribe Vogel. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Kim Cruz with the rebound. Cruz winding away back up the floor here with 17 seconds to play. Cruz into the forecourt, comes to the near side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Samuelson of Hastings. Denying that pass there to the Dort defenders. And Dort will play things in. Kim Cruz here on the near side will play things in. Cruz looking with 12.7 seconds to play. Finally gets it into Blunt on the far side, and Blunt saves it from going out of bounds. Now she doesn't. She stepped over the sideline, so a turnover on Dort. That's kind of been their story today. 23 turnovers on the defenders, and Hastings will have one more chance here with 11.8 seconds to play. As Abigail Niebrugge will come into the forecourt. Niebrugge dribbling with the ball with 6 seconds. Newbriggy will come over here to Holly Samuelson, and she's going to be fouled into play. Stribe Vogel came out here and ran over a Dort defender. We're going to have a personal foul. It's going to be on Shaylor Lund. Lund is hit with a personal foul. Just checked in there for Dort. So Schreibvogel goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far. To her credit this afternoon. It's up in the free throw line. It's up there and in. Kelly Schreibvogel, she's a 6 foot sophomore of Keensburg, Colorado. Getting a free throw that go down there to go along with her field goal. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So he's got 4 points in the ballgame. 76-48. Hastings in the lead with 2.3 seconds to play. They play it into Blunt down the far sideline. Blunt does not get a shot away, and that's the end of the ballgame. The Hastings College women's basketball team has now won 2 games in a row. Actually, this is their third one in a row. Their second conference win in a row as they knock off the Dort defenders today. The final score of 76-48. So the Broncos, they go to 7 wins and 5 losses on the season. They're now 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort, they will fall to 6-8 overall. They are now 0-7 in conference play. In the final score, Hastings College knocks off the Dort defenders today by a score of 76-48. Back with a recap after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Christmas is just around the corner, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney has the perfect gift for those on your list. Take 30% off all leather jackets and 20% off all other outerwear, from wool topcoats to car coats. Take 30% off all in-stock nested suits and sports coats, from Jack Victor to Michael Kors. Shop the ladies department in our Hastings store for just the right outfit or accessories by Brighton, from watches to leather handbags and jewelry. Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and on the bricks in Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
So women's college basketball, first game in the books here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. This game was tied up at 6 points apiece. Early in the ball game, Hastings going on a 7-0 run to increase the lead to 13-6, and it was lights out. Broncos got out to a 38-21 halftime lead and were never really threatened in the second half of play, and Hastings cruises to an easy victory as expected this afternoon over the Dort defenders. Final score of 76-48. The Broncos getting a lot of people in the ball game today and a lot of people scoring in the contest. Jamie Van Kirk was the leading scorer for Hastings. She ends up with 17 points in the basketball game. Van Kirk hit a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Jamie Van Kirk may have broken out of her shooting slump here today as she scores 17 points. Michaela Berry, she had 11. Berry hitting all 11 points in the second half. She had 3 field goals from three-point range and a 2-point field goal. So a couple of players in double figures today. Van Kirk with 17. Michaela Berry with 11 points. The other scores for Hastings today, Abigail Niebrugge, she hit a 3-pointer in the first half for her only points in the ball game. Chelsea Morton, she ends up with 3 field goals. And she was 0-1 from the free throw line. She scores 6. Abby Jackson, she had 9 points today. Jackson nailed a 3-pointer, and she hit 3 2-point field goals. So the former St. Cecilia Hawkett finishes with 9 points here in the ballgame. Holly Hild, she had a 3-pointer for 3. Holly Samuelson, she had a couple of 3-pointers and 6 points today. Alex Edwards, she had a field goal for 2. Tika Thompson, she had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She scores 4 points today. Rachel Jeldon, she had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She scores 5. And Sierra Williamson, she had 3 field goals and 6 points in the basketball game there today. The Broncos putting up 76 points on the board here this afternoon. Meanwhile, for the Dort defenders, they were led by Abby Chapman, and she scores 18 points in the ball game today. Chapman, she knocks down 3 3-pointers and had 3 2-point field goals. And Chapman was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, so Chapman scores 18. Also in double figures was Cassidy Graybode, and she scores 10 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Dort defenders today, Tegan Manis, she had 3 field goals in 4 attempts. She scores 3. Kim Cruz had a field goal for 2. Emily Newman had a field goal and 2 points. Robin Blunt, she had 2 field goals, and she was 2 out of 6 on the line for 6. Michael Holst was held to just 4 points today, all in the first half for the Dort defenders. Paige Engbers, she had a 3-pointer for 3. That's all she wrote. The Dort defenders going down 2 defeat for the 7th straight time in the conference. They lose to Hastings today by a score of 76-48. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The holiday savings event is now in full swing at Furniture Direct. A must for any living room is a swivel rocker recliner on sale for only $2.99. Add a chairside table for only $99. You'll wonder how you ever managed without one. Ask about our convenient 18-month interest-free financing. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins the women's ball game here today by a score of 76-48. Checking the shooting numbers in this contest, Dort was 16 out of 43 from the field today for 37%. Hastings ended up shooting 43% from the ball game. They were 30 out of 69. Dort was 4 out of 12 on 3-pointers for 33%. Hastings College hit 10 out of 21 from downtown, 47%. From the free throw line, Dort was 12 out of 21 for 57%. Hastings College hit only 6 of 12 free throws today for 50%. Rebounds, Hastings ended up out-rebounding Dort 40 to 36. Broncos had 16 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. Dort had 8 offensive rebounds and 28 on defense. Dort turned the ball over 24 times in the ball game today. Hastings had 12. Dort had no block shots and 6 steals. Hastings had no block shots and 15 steals. The Broncos go on to win this ball game today by a score of 76-48. Score was tied twice. Had 2 lead changes. Hastings' biggest lead in the ball game was 28. Late in the contest with 59 seconds to play, Dort's biggest lead in the ball game was 1. That occurred with 15 minutes and 10 seconds left. So Hastings College goes on to pick up an easy win as expected today, 76-48 over the Dort defenders. Hastings now 7-5 on the season. They are 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Dort will drop to 6-8. They're now 0-7 in conference play. Hastings will now step away from the GPAC for the next couple of weeks. Of course, Christmas is going to be thrown in there. Hastings will play at Kansas Wesleyan on Monday night. Then Hastings will head out to Colorado later in the week and play a couple of non-conference ball games before coming home, a little Christmas break, and then they'll get back to the swing of things in the conference right after the first of the year. So Hastings still with a lot of work to do in the second half of the season, but positioning themselves just right here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they're now above the 500 mark at 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Big win for Hastings here today over Dort by the score of 76-48. Coming up, we got the men's contest here on 1230 KHAS. Have a chance to talk with Hastings College head men's basketball coach Bill Gabers coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Osborne's and Furler as we get sent for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Dort. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers and coach, tell you what, a combination of books and balls this week. You guys kind of had finals and trying to mix everything together here this week.
Yeah, you know, our guys trying to finish up strong academically and then obviously getting ready for Dort, who's coming off a win against Dakota Wesley Wednesday night. So we had a good week of preparation and our guys, I think, handled both ends well.
But this is a team that we lost a couple of tight games to last year, the Dort Defenders. These guys are good.
Yeah, real good. You know, they like to get to the free throw line. They drive the ball hard at the basket. They're a plus 128 on the board, so you got to keep them off the window. And then you got to attack them on the offensive end. You can't be afraid to attack the rim, push it at them in transition, finish your cuts at the rim, and get the ball towards the rim.
Really, for us, we've had two games in a matter of 2 weeks. Has this been good for us?
Yeah, you know, I think it has in preparation. I think our guys were well-prepared for last week's game in Sioux City. I think our guys are well-prepared for today's game against Dort. Anytime you've got time to hone in on one opponent and also fix things that you need to fix, I think that's a good situation.
Where has the concentration been the past couple of weeks trying to fix things?
I think real good. I mean, our players are they're executing things. You know, went on scouting reports. We're putting ourselves in position to win games, and now we're just really working on finishing those games.
Last week it was a loss to Briarcliff at the buzzer, losing to the Chargers 70-69. I thought we played well enough to win that ball game for the most part.
Yeah, I think you're right. We did. We just didn't finish at the end. We didn't knock down some free throws when we needed to knock down free throws. You know, and then at the end, the kid got a three-point shot and knocked it down. So we're right there. We just got to finish. We've got to be able to knock down free throws and be able to execute on both ends at the end of ball games.
Areas of the game, 44% shooting from the field, out-rebounded this team a week ago, and like I said, played probably well enough to win that game.
Yeah, we really did dominate the glass. I think it was something like 41-29, and that's going to be huge today. We've got to keep these guys off of the glass, and then we've got to keep them off of the foul line. They really do drive the ball hard at you. A week ago, they were the number one free throw shooting team in the nation, and we just can't put them at the line a lot. We've got to be intelligent and make them make shots over the top of us.
One guy who's really stumped up his game here the past 2 weeks, Brandon Krause. He's got 30 points in the last two ball games, and that's a much-needed offensive lift for you.
Yeah, and Brandon's done. He's been efficient. He's taken good shots. He's knocked down good shots. He had a big shot at Breyer with 11 seconds left to put us up three, and he's done it also on the defensive end. He'll have the task today of guarding Nathan Rindles, who, in my opinion, is one of the toughest, hard-nosed guys in the league at the point guard position, averages about 6 rebounds a game for Dort. And drives the ball hard at you. So Brandon's been very good on both ends. He's raised his level of play since the beginning of the year, and I think he'll continue to do that. He's a very focused kid.
Let's talk about Dort a little bit. I can remember a couple of things coming out of the ball games last year. They got to the free throw line a ton a year ago. That's something we're going to have to keep them off the line.
Yeah, no question. I have probably on purpose forgotten the number of the first game because it was a ridiculous number. But the last time we played them, we only had 4 team fouls the first half, and that's more what we got to be along those lines is they cannot be in the bonus, you know, 9 minutes into the game, 8 minutes into the game, in the double bonus with 10 minutes left. And a lot of that is just good positioning, being smart, not committing silly fouls, and, again, making them make tough shots because when you watch them on film, it appears a lot of times they shoot with just the intention of trying to get fouled, not necessarily the intention of making the basket. And that two guys that do that the best for them are Reynolds and Walterstorff.
Talk about Reynolds a little bit. Talk about stopping him and what does he have in his repertoire to be this thing?
Honestly, Mike, I think he's the most underrated player in the league. I thought it a year ago. He brings you great toughness. He drives the ball at the basket hard, gets to the free throw line a lot. He's an excellent rebounder. He's one of the best offensive rebounders around out of the point guard position. And he just has that element. He's a winner. You know, just some guys you watch him play and you walk him, that guy's a winner. He knows how to win, and so we've got to do a great job. Brandon will get the assignment on him to start the ball game, and that's going to be a key matchup.
Just do a lot of their work around the rim. Our interior defense is going to have to be on their A game today, isn't it?
Oh, no question about it. We've worked on it a lot this week, and when they get in tight, you know, make sure you go straight up, and again, make them score over the top of you. Don't bail them out by whacking and slapping and fouling and doing those things. So that's going to be important. And again, you know, Reynolds and Wolfestorf are two guys, but then Sumner and Terpstra are great 3-point shooters, so you can't fall asleep on those guys either.
That's my question. In addition to their inside game, they got the guys that can shoot it from the outside, which is going to cause some concern or at least some stress on our defense today.
Oh, no question. I mean, those two guys are shooting 52 and 48% from the arc. That's unheard of. I mean, two guys that are close to 50% from the arc on top of two guys that drive it at the basket well. And then Den Herter inside, you know, he had 10 points at halftime against Dakota Wesleyan, got Voss in foul trouble. And then the Samson kid off the bench is a big, strong, physical kid for them. So they're a well-rounded team. They've got a lot of confidence coming in after their win, and it'll be a great challenge for us. I think our guys are up for it.
See, this is a big challenge for us as the team has been in the national tournament and have done well at the national tournament the past few years, and coming off of a win over Dakota Wesleyan, team that was undefeated until that point. So they've got a lot of momentum right now.
No question, and I think it's a pivotal game. They're 3-3 in the league. We're 3-3 in the league. Doan's 3-3 in the league, and there's a lot of teams that are bunched up there. And, you know, Morningside's got a couple losses. Breyer's 5-1, so it's just an important matchup at our place. We've got to take care of business and be ready to compete.
After today, you got to the game on Monday against Nebraska Kearney. We go on the road to Friends University later on the week. Kind of stepping out of the conference a little bit before we get back into the conference scene right after the first of the year. What are some of the things that you want to fine-tune here in the next two or three games?
Well, I think just execution on both ends of the floor. You know, defensively, I think we've been really good for the most part. Finishing games, we got to work on that aspect. And then offensively, we've got to become even more efficient than we are right now. Making shots inside, driving the ball at the basket, making open shots, making the right reads, making the right cuts. So those are areas we got to be good at. And continue rebounding well. We've been rebounding the ball real well. And that's something you can never take for granted. That takes concentration and effort.
This team just seems like we're just on the brink of maybe getting on a run. We're good enough to rattle off of 5 or 6 wins, I think. But we're also probably bad enough to maybe lose this many games in a row.
The margin of error is real thin. I mean, our guys have put themselves in position to win games. You know, we have 3 1-point losses and a 3-point loss out of our 6 losses. 3 of those happen to be in conference. So, you're right. We're right there. Yet you got to continue to sustain. You got to continue to work to get 40 minutes. Playing 35 minutes well in the league doesn't cut it. Playing 20 minutes, 25. We've got to put 40 minutes together where we're totally focused and we execute at a real high level.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gamer is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS in the midst of a super Saturday, so to speak, as far as the sports is concerned today here on 1230 KHAS. We've also just had you the women's ball game between Hastings and Dort, won by the Broncos this afternoon, 76-48. The men's game coming up in just a few minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex. As soon as we're done here, we'll head to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. We've got the Nebraska men's basketball team as they take on the Cincinnati Bearcats coming up tonight. 7 o'clock for the pregame show with the guys down in Lincoln. 8 o'clock for the tip-off. The Huskers trying to bounce back from their midseason or the midweek loss to Incarnate Word this week. So the Huskers, a lot of pressure on them here tonight. They'll take on the Cincinnati Bearcats, which will not be an easy game tonight. We'll have that one for you there on 1230 KHAS. And then later on tonight, we've got the Nebraska volleyball team. They'll be playing in the regional finals tonight against BYU. First serve will be somewhere around 10:30 tonight out on the West Coast. They're out in Washington playing that thing. The Huskers picking up the win over the Huskies last night. So Nebraska will play for a trip to the Final Four tonight, 10:30. You can catch the action right here on 1230 KHAS, beginning following the Nebraska basketball game tonight. So a big day of sports activity here on 1230 KHAS. Got the rest of the women's scores we can pass along to you before we get sent for the men's game here tonight. Been a full day of competition in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, Hastings picking up the win over Dort College in the opener here by a score of 76-48. Concordia, the nation's third-ranked team, they won today easily over Mount Marty in Seward, the final score of 92-61. Dakota Wesleyan, a little bit of a surprise to Doan, as the Tigers and the Tigers met there in Crete, and Dakota Wesleyan, DWU, comes up with a four-point win over Doan, 81-77 today. Doan was the third-ranked team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference entering the weekend. Northwestern has picked up a win over Midland, winning by a score of 78-70. And the nation's number one-ranked team, Morningside, an easy time today in Lincoln over Nebraska Wesleyan, a score of 77-55. Getting started here at 4 o'clock, a non-conference game. Briar Cliff is playing at Grandview.